Two Drunks in a Podcast.
See, I think your chair squeaking has given away the build-up.
Oh.
I know. See, I'm sure the chair squeaking picked up.
It's okay. I didn't hear the squeaking pickup chair.
The squeaking pickup chair?
That's right.
It has a name now. The squeaking pickup chair.
All right, everybody. It is episode 96, and it's the moment of
Halloween! Halloween episode!
Yes.
I'm fucking super goddamn fucking psyched.
I am super goddamn fucking psyched as well.
I'm like super Jesus Christ fucking psyched.
I want super Jesus Christ fucking psyched, but I'm just goddamn fucking psyched. Or even
I'm
fucking goddamn psyched.
Jesus Christ on a popsicle stick fucking psyched, man. Super fucking psyched.
Touche.
Yes, touche. Hey, go ahead. Go ahead and do it. You know, you held off a... Well, you didn't really hold off a year because you've already given it away earlier.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and do your... Yeah, there you go. Your little crazy Halloween laugh. So that's
well,
cool.
What? Let's see. What's happened since we left you with the last episode? Nothing, because you haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, the last one you got was Smokin' Sessions.
That's right. Smokin' Sessions. But now it's the Halloween episode. It's time to get serious.
This is the Halloween episodes. This is the first one.
Of
and
me.
What better thing for we thought tonight than sequels? Because this is basically our sequel to
right.
last year's Halloween. And now, you know, with sequels, usually that's a bad sign for
that
movies.
Usually is.
It's a bad sign. But we're going to talk about that a little more into detail as the episode goes on. But
right.
let's go ahead and let's do a nice, warm welcoming, Lucas. How was your week? Was
My
it nice
week
and ghoulish?
It was ghoulish and horrific.
Really?
At work.
Oh,
it's a lot
that
of
sucks.
Work.
Because it was the first week of October, and you
yep.
were supposed to be getting in the... Have you watched horror movies? I mean,
yes.
maybe not one every night, but you've been watching the horror
I've
movies.
I've been watching right? horror movies. I've been living on the Monster HD channel.
Awesome.
Really.
That is the
it's
channel to live on to.
Very odd movies that I
yeah,
don't
man,
even
that's
know.
What I've been watching on AMC. They had, like, you know, My Son is a Vampire, The Last...
yeah.
You know, all this weird 50s fucking shit on there, but it was cool. It was pretty neat. But it's good to see that other things, I don't know, other groups of media, you know, the TV shows, the
right.
cartoons, that are all getting into the spirit, because I swear to fucking God, Halloween has died the fuck off.
Well, here's the problem.
There's not enough
Satanists
left.
You're going to have a goddamn Halloween anyway.
There's
We're
too many
not.
Fucking Mormons.
We're not, but...
No, I'm just kidding. Mormons have nothing to do with Halloween.
Well, yeah.
It's probably the Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know.
When
but
doubt.
Someone's fucking
when
Halloween
doubt, Michael.
Over.
He was Michael. Jehovah's Witness.
Was he?
Yes, he
Son
was.
Of a fuck. Whoever he is, whoever Michael is,
Jackson.
I don't know. Michael Jackson? Well, that motherfucker, he's fucked us from having... Well, he hasn't fucked us.
No.
No, sorry.
Well, there was that time last year when he...
That was all you, and that was around
yeah,
Halloween time, too. That's why he kept coming to visit, because you were fucking
free
him.
Blow.
No,
I
because
say?
You were fucking him, dude. That's
yeah.
what happened.
Of course, I want some money, but...
That's right, you were giving blow out to the kids. Are you going to
yeah.
give blow out to the kids this year, or you got
no.
something else in store?
No, they can calm themselves down, because it's going to be daylight when they're trick-or-treating.
Is
Because remember, they extended the daylight savings time into November.
Okay.
When it used to cut off back into the whatever you would call...
Yeah, but it's
time.
Not gonna. It's still gonna be darker and darker, though. Look at it now, man.
No, but it's still gonna. I'm just saying. Think of your regular Halloween.
7 o'clock. It's kind of dark.
Yeah, I guess I could say that. Sure, I'll give you that. But there's still that extra hour.
Yeah, well, there. Some kid, you know, because there's so many fucking psychos and crazies and perverts.
Yeah,
that people take their kids out to malls nowadays. They fucking, you know, they don't go house to house. You remember when you drop a kid off at the top
yep.
of a fucking neighborhood and they ran all over the neighborhood by themselves or
yep.
with a group of kids? You can't fucking
no
do
flashlight.
That.
No flashlight.
No flashlights.
No nothing.
You had a fucking pillowcase
yep.
and you loaded up on fucking candy and then, you know, got home and
ate
some
one.
Of us ate it and some of us were real anal and sorted it, alphabetized it, colorized it, whatever.
Not me.
Not
I just
me.
Took,
I fucking
I just
ate
I,
that
I did,
shit.
I did sort it. I do have to say I did sort it. Here's what I am going to eat, And here's what's going in the trash.
Here's what's going to my sister. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to eat.
Yeah. Here's this big-ass thing of popcorn ball that's in a wheat bag. You call it a sandwich bag if you want.
It's
but
a wheat
really,
bag.
How many sandwiches go in those bags?
They don't. They go in those fucking, you know, Tupperware containers
exactly.
Now. Who really uses a sandwich bag
that's
for sandwiches?
That's what I'm saying.
They're used for kids with Oxycontin and dope. That's
and
it.
That's what... I'm sorry, this is a little off horror and Halloween subject, but I say if the government's going to close down and, you know, a pot's illegal, you got to illegalize those bags. Because without those bags, most people aren't getting their pot.
Well, no, because I'm sure a lot of dealers would enjoy the fact that those bags get outlawed because then the Ziploc ones weigh a little bit more and you're
that's
like,
true.
Here you go, here's a quarter. Like, no, bullshit, man. That bag weighs a quarter.
Exactly.
So, hey, maybe we can find some neat little ghosts and pumpkins on some Halloween bags for some Halloween pot. I don't
Tis
know.
Tis true. Tis true.
So, wow. Yes, Lucas has
How was
a,
your week?
My week was good. I was preparing for Halloween as well. Or not preparing for October. I was getting ready for the Halloween episodes. Of course, I couldn't get everything ready for this week. You know, I hoped. So, next week, we'll have... You'll see it progress.
Yeah.
By the end, we'll have all of the full production. But, you know, we're lazy fuckers. And
yeah.
We don't make money for this shit.
Yeah.
So we just fit in time. But we're going to try to bring some horror to all of you. And for those of you that aren't into the horror, like, you know, I don't know, Dusty, he's never ever once mentioned horror-related
but no,
things.
But, no, that's when he started listening to us.
Was during horror shit?
Yep.
Well, that's cool. And if you're not into the horror, then still listen and we'll educate you.
Yeah.
We'll educate you on some... horror knowledge, some basic horror knowledge.
If you can't deal
knowledge.
With that, then just don't download.
Then kill yourself. And do it near Halloween so
there
they can
go.
Say that it's Halloween related.
And well, if you're going to do it, at least put on a costume.
Actually, shove a jack-o'-lantern in your ass.
Ooh.
With the candle lit.
Ah, that'd be kind of painful.
Actually, fuck that. Scratch that. Reverse it. Here we go. Shove a jack-o'-lantern in your ass. But I want one of those plastic candles inside that changes all the different colors
oh,
and plays
nice.
Music, okay? Because I want you to, you know, have like a strobe light show going
exactly.
up your ass as you're pushing. Yeah, this would be cool.
Yeah.
So someone, take a picture and send it to us. Actually,
please.
Just do something, goddammit, because no one has fucking called. No one's fucking emailed. We've been preparing for this since fucking January.
We've been
fuck y'all.
No, we've been preparing for this since November of last year.
Yeah, fuck that. As soon as it ended, we were like, okay, what are we doing next year?
Exactly.
You know what we're doing next year? We're bitching because no one is fucking writing again this year.
Yeah, but no surprise. We're going to do this show whether you're with us or not. We
yeah.
know you're out there downloading.
You can all drop like flies and we're still going to be here.
Exactly.
Okay? We're not going anywhere. You
we're
all can fucking go.
Say, oh, we love you, my dear fan, my listener. We're going to mold you.
We don't really give a shit about you if you don't like what we're saying.
Well,
then
not
we
even if we
shit.
Don't. I don't give a shit about whether you like what we say or not. We're just here to entertain. Like
exactly.
it or not. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. Oh, and let's go into some horror shit and Halloween shit in a second. Last thing I want to say before we go into whatever we're going to go into.
Yeah.
Into the sequel.
I know where you're going. So you're going to clear some family
yes.
business before...
I'm clearing it on our show.
That's
and
cool.
then after, as I'm driving drunk, waving my jack-o'-lantern outside of my window, going
uh-huh.
down the road, after the show, I'm be calling the USB to say basically the exact same thing.
Okay, he's gone underground. So they'll hear this before they hear this, before anyone hears this.
Exactly.
They might actually hear this 2 months before anyone hears this.
That is very true.
But here goes. Lucas, go give it to him.
Okay, listen here. Linda, you silly fucking cunt. Apparently, you listen to our show. Funny, because I've never seen you write in or you know, call or whatever. But that's all right. I don't really want you to, because personally, I'd rather you not listen to our show. That's my personal opinion. Now, the reason for that opinion is the fact that the only shows I've seen you talk to and about are people within the OKV. You apparently don't like anybody within the OKV, except when you say to Kevin and Mike, oh... I think I agree with Brad and Lucas. They hate you. Yeah, I'm gonna just listen to their show. Bitch, stop listening to our show. And just to let Kevin know, listening, that 4'10" by 4'10" fat bitch. Okay. Linda, we all know you came from Fatty to Patty's asshole. We know that. We know you're former... I won't even mention the show's name. Listener.
First thing I hate listeners that come from Nobody Likes Onions. Not all of them, but the ones that are still, like, NLO fans.
But it's not only that. Here's the thing. First, she hits up Chris. Chris and Adrian. And this is their show. For whatever reason, I can't remember. Cause that was the first strike.
Yeah.
Then she goes against Steve Kane. Causes a whole bunch of ruckus between Brian, Kevin, and her.
Oh, I was involved in some shit?
No, remember that?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't realize this was her.
Yeah, you're pretty cool for a cop. That whole shit.
I didn't realize this was that lady.
That's the Linda.
Hello, Linda.
And then you go on USB. A, giving out false information, saying that apparently we hate Kevin and Mike, or we think their show sucks, or... Well, that's the fact. You know, we all think his show... I'm kidding.
Yeah, probably not, right now is probably not the good time to kid, especially if cool. Things are a little shaky.
I know.
You probably shouldn't bust out with bullshit like that.
That's cool. But, seriously, Kevin, Mike, I know you're listening, because apparently... Either you agreed with what she said, or I don't know how you feel about it, because even though we heard from you a couple weeks ago saying, well, I said some things when I was drunk, I don't know if it hurts you guys, you know, we're still cool. But past couple of episodes, I don't know if we're cool, and Kevin does, because whenever we come up, they kind of back off the issue.
Hey, he did vote at Podcast Alley, and he wrote that he liked 311 different things about our show.
Nice.
So he's taking it with, you know.
Okay.
I don't think
that. No, that's cool. I did not see that.
I don't think. See, now I could be wrong. Now, maybe I'm the one looking like a stupid ass here because I haven't been catching up on all this. But Kevin and Mike don't strike me as the type of people to let stupid shit bother
them.
See,
me neither.
I think they're cool with all of it. But hey, I could be wrong.
It's just.
And if I'm wrong.
Oh, well.
Oh, fucking well. Who fucking cares? What can I do?
Exactly.
Fuck-a-doodle-doo, motherfuckos. All right, bitches.
Lastly and leastly, listen, as Kevin said, Linda, as he said on his show, the reason we all go out as this whole OKV thing and, you know... give props to each other and try to tell you to go check these shows out, or because we're all alike in different ways. And if you like one show, not always, but for the most part, you're going to like another show in the OKV. That's just a fact. It's kind of built that way. But
if you're hating on four of the shows...
You're hating on everybody except the people you don't write to.
How can you like us? And how can you find something wrong with everyone else?
Except us.
The show that has no production. We don't script this thing.
Right.
We talk about some really horrible, fucked up shit.
And we just suck. Come on.
We do suck. I mean, we stoop to the level of saying ninja all the time. Because we're, you know, spineless, you know, and we don't want to say
spineless
the...
Spineless crackers.
Yeah, spineless crackers that don't want to say the real word. So we say ninja. Ninja, please. Listen,
So basically, in closing, fuck you, Linda. If you want to write in and say what a whore you are and whatever, I don't care. We'll read it. I'd love to, because you're going off on everybody except the people you should be going off for. Well, not really, because I know Dusty wants to kill you.
Cool.
Well, she spits on soldiers.
Hey.
She's a soldier spitter.
You know what? Kill her.
Exactly.
Cut her fucking head off.
Exactly. And that's that. And I'm going to leave you all a message. So, really, this is the message I'm leaving you, because you're going to hear the message before you hear this.
And we'll be right back with some Halloween goodies for all
of you. Yeah, boy.
Except Linda. Linda, I'm sorry. You're cut out.
Yeah.
No, nothing for you.
We have returned.
Woo! Okay, alright, you fuckers. So, skipping right over, for all those people that don't watch horror, this kind of fucks you all because we're going straight to sequels.
Exactly.
So, basically, your new thing... Now, this isn't a new thing, obviously. Sequels have been around forever.
Right.
But it seems to be a big trend now
yeah.
to either do a sequel or to do a remake
yes.
of a fucking movie. Really... I mean, which way do you think you would go nowadays? Which one's going to make more money?
Honestly, I would actually go with the remake.
Really?
Because in case I... Let's put Lucas in the director's chair here. If I had directed the original, then yeah, I'd do a sequel. Because I'm involved with how it started.
Exactly.
But if I'm just coming out of nowhere, I wouldn't pick up somebody else's shit and try to mess with it and make a new one.
Yeah.
I mean, if not make a new one, of course it'd be new if I made it, but not make
a reimagining
a sequel.
Of it.
No. That's okay.
You're talking about making a sequel off. Yeah. If you haven't made the
original. I wouldn't make a sequel of something I didn't have anything to do with.
Okay, yeah.
But not having anything to do with it, I'd have no problem remaking some of the better shit out there.
Yeah.
Especially with what we have now as far as technology, cinematography, and just... Even just doing everything the same way that whatever movie I'm reimagining or remaking is done in. Just the fact that the picture's clear, you have different actors, it makes it a little bit more intriguing, but not really. Sequels are intriguing, however, there's too much of a possibility, or there's too much percentage out there that just sucks.
Yeah.
They just suck.
When you hear sequel, you think suck
yes.
from the beginning.
Yes.
And that's, of course...
In case it's a long... Granted, sequel, for the most part, when somebody thinks sequel, they think the second.
Yes.
But the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth is still a sequel. If it is going in a succession... then that's okay. Because you're still going to have some shitty movies in there, no matter what order they go in.
Of course.
But, just going from one to two, yeah. It's definitely, for the most part, sucking.
So yeah, it's a bad idea to do such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
To try to go sequel route. But a lot of people are doing it now.
Right.
A lot of people are making sequels. A lot of people are making sequels for movies that a lot of people don't remember.
Right.
A big one, obviously, right now is, what, The Lost Boys 2.
Yes.
Which anyone can see any of that going on by watching Corey and Corey.
Right.
But I don't know, man. There's just certain movies I think you should not fuck with in sequelize. Like Pet Sematary 2. You took the story and you fucked it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But you have to give it this. They kind of took it to another level. Even though the story sucked in Pet Sematary 2, as far as the horror and the gore, they took it to a whole new level in Pet Sematary 2 as opposed to the first one.
That's true.
The worst things you really have, I mean, as far as gross, not even gross out factor, but just something that gets to you and freaks you out in the original Pet Sematary is, okay, you got... when he gets hit by the truck. And little kid gets hit by a truck.
Yeah, pretty rough.
But then again, that's not horror related.
That's more
reality.
Reality. It's natural death. Well, not natural, but I mean it's...
Yeah.
Accidental death that can be seen anywhere. It's
exactly. It could happen in an action movie.
Yes,
and
it could happen in Final Destination too.
Exactly.
Suck Ass or Final Destination, whichever one. It was one of them. The first one. Bitch got hit by a bus.
That
whatever
was
it was.
One.
Fuck
yeah.
That bitch.
But my thing is, but the worst thing as far as the reactionary type of horror or whatever you want to call it was, in my opinion, the, Robin was talking about, I can't remember her name, the old lady who shouldn't be as old, Herman Munster,
yeah.
In Herman Munster's house, who's that old lady?
No.
That the kid becomes kind of...
No. That was Zelda.
Okay.
You're talking about Missy Dandridge.
Yeah.
The lady that hangs herself in Pet Sematary.
Yeah. And he becomes her, kind of, and then slits the guy's Achilles.
Achilles tendon.
I mean, for me, that was as bad as it got in Pet Sematary.
Well, then it's followed up with biting his throat out, so yeah. it was like a nice twofer package right there.
That's true.
It was cool, because it made you grab your fucking ankle, man.
Exactly.
It's one of those things that, you know, it was so fucking painful to watch. Right. It was so painful to watch. Right. And it's always, you know, some of the most gory shit never gets to me. It's the realistic, painful thing
that, as far as what you're saying, it's the thing that happens in Pet Sematary 2. You know, it'd be painful as shit. You know, you'd probably die from it.
Yeah.
Taking an electric drill and drilling it into your own forehead.
The brain.
Yeah.
No pain. Fucking.
And that
dude's Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
That's fucking scary. Okay, that shit is fucking... yeah. He's like, arr, where's me dollar, matey? No pain, no brain. Arr, 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 arr. Where's this SpongeBob?
Yeah, I'm trusting him with a little good name. Not Squidward, but...
Arr, Plankton.
Yeah.
Him and his chum bucket.
Get away, Plankton.
Go away, Plankton. You'll never have my Krabby Patty recipe. Arr, 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 arr. A SpongeBob Halloween.
Yes.
Hey, that was actually a really good one. SpongeBob Scaredy Pants or whatever it was.
It
was a pretty funny one, actually. So what's some good sequels? Let's go ahead and give the bad ones. What's some really bad ones to avoid? Really bad sequels.
I did not like Poltergeist 2.
Oh no, I love it, man.
I like the original.
The original's good, but
then Poltergeist.
But the guy in the second one, Kane. It's so fucking scary. Yeah. And the dude was actually dying of cancer when he did the role.
Oh, yeah.
So it goes over well because he's so fucking scary. I don't like Poltergeist 3. I think it's a piece of shit. They wear out the whole, Carol Ann, Carol... You know, they say Carol Ann like 100... No,
and
I sort of got like 200 times.
Fuck.
But the good thing is... The good thing about her is the older daughter or the niece or whatever disappears in that puddle.
Yeah.
You remember? And when she comes back onto Earth, she comes rotting through the fucking old lady. So it's like, good, you're finally dead, Zelda Rubinstein, you stupid bitch.
Okay, other terrible...
Terrible. I mean, terrible, horrible sequels.
Hmm.
All right, here's one. While you're thinking of it, what's the worst Nightmare on Elm Street sequel? The worst one.
I'm trying to think of the name of it. Not the second.
You just say who's in it.
Well,
the third and the fourth were cool, though.
Fourth.
Yeah, but the third and fourth kind of went together. Dream Warriors, Dream Masters.
It was more comedy.
Actually, the fourth one, I think, made more money than all of the other ones in the series.
Even
I really do.
New Nightmare?
See, I don't know if that...
Because you got to add inflation to that one.
But see, I don't know.
I'd go five? It's after Dream Warriors, after Dream Child. No, that's Freddy's Dead.
Freddy's Dead was like six or something.
It was six. What?
That's the one with Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, Roseanne and Tom.
And who else was it that had their first start in that movie? Or not first start, but was it not Ethan Embry? Some little fucker like that was in that movie, and I cannot remember who it was. You know what else is weird? Not that this says anything, but for first times, do you know what Dana Carvey's first movie was ever?
No.
Halloween 2.
What?
He's a fucking, like, assistant in the background that you see him taking orders from someone or giving orders. That was Dana Carvey's first fucking movie. So there's Garth hanging out in Haddonfield, Illinois.
Again, you go into what I know, the whole Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Who everybody knows from Halloween?
No, from Scream.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, there's my nominee, Scream 2.
Scream 2 was horrible. It was a movie making
Scream
fun of sequels.
Wait, it was a sequel. I'm sorry. Scream 3.
Yes, but Scream 3
I didn't
had...
Even
like
Scream 3 is what's like Scream 2.
Scream 3 had, what was it? That's the one where they faxed... They faxed in, the house is going to blow up, or whatever the fuck it was. And that's the one that had Carrie Moss, and like, it took a real weird fucking turn.
Skeet's first movie was Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Exactly. He was a part of the Foot Clan.
But Dana Carvey, it's just, you know what else is weird? I was reading about Exorcist 3, because, again, thanks to Robin, because a lot of the notes came from Robin. But Exorcist 3, right? So first of all, I didn't know the movie was based on the actual Zodiac killings. That's what they were trying to base Exorcist really? 3 on.
Huh.
Didn't know it.
What does that have to do with...
I know, that's what I said. There's a dream
I guess
sequence.
I'm going to go see
everyone,
Zodiac.
Everyone watch Exorcist 3. Go back and watch it. It's an alright movie, but the good thing is there's a dream sequence. Now, I have to go back and watch it because I don't remember this. In the dream sequence, there's a black man. There's a ninja. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
He has one line, and it's dubbed over. It's not even him delivering the line. They didn't even let Samuel Jackson deliver the line in Exorcist 3.
That's fucked up.
What the fuck is that shit about? That shit was fucked up.
That's almost as fucked. Do you ever know what his first movie was?
No, I do not.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No. I'm trying to think who he played. I'm thinking if he played Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That was scary.
I guess we know where we're at now.
Are we?
Face it, baby. These things. You gotta have a sequel.
There you go. For Scream, I figured. But what was that with... That was the first Scream.
Yeah.
But in Scream 2, they talk about sequels, right?
Yep.
They even talk about how shitty sequels
are. It's because, remember, what's-his-name left that videotape. Was that 3? Oh, okay.
Because he died in 2.
Oh, shit. I didn't even realize...
He gets pulled into the van and stabbed to death while those little skateboarders are walking by listening to Suburban Life by the Cottonmouth Kings. That's the first time I've heard of the Cottonmouth Kings. It was on the Scream soundtrack. So, okay. That's another really bad sequel.
I'm trying to think here. I was going to go with Jeepers Creepers, but I actually like that better than I did the first one.
You know what? The first one was awesome for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets out of the church basement, the whole movie went to hell.
What he is.
It was cooler when he was a man.
Yeah.
When I figured out he's a locust or a grasshopper, exactly. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, rip his head off. It's all right. He'll grow
back. He'll grow back. He's a fucking grasshopper.
It'll just take him 30 minutes, you know.
Just wait around till winter, because we all know the grasshoppers, they're lazy. They don't gather up their food. And then
exactly.
He's,
just sit there playing their fiddle.
And then he's cold and shivering outside the window of the ants, right?
Yep.
And
the ants, the one who went out and got all the shit.
So you've seen that MGM cartoon, too, because you said the fiddle.
Dude, I love those little cartoons. Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, they let him in, of course, and then he plays the fiddle for them.
Yeah, and all he has on is a scarf and his top hat.
His top hat. And he's all blue, and they have to put him in the big leaf petal, and they start dumping the hot water to warm him up. Good times.
Ah, yeah.
Another good MGM cartoon was the, you remember the skeletons?
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, the skeleton one. That's one of the coolest MGM ones. You know, I had a sequel and then I fucking forgot it. It was really shitty. It was one of the Friday the 13th. Oh, that's right, all of them. That's right, all of them.
True.
You know, Friday the 13th, what was it, 3? That was the first one that actually opened on a Friday the 13th.
Really?
So they were already pulling that whole, you know, where everyone was like, we remember when The Omen 666 released on 666.
And that
was
retarded.
They're like, marketing genius.
Okay, and that's one I'll say as far as remake.
Was shitty.
They shouldn't have made it.
The Fog? Shitty remake.
I don't know how it is. I haven't seen The New Omen. I'm just saying. It shouldn't have been remade. It was good enough as the original.
It was the original.
I'm just saying.
It was the original with a less scary kid. This kid was a shithead.
Yeah.
Okay, this movie sucked. And the fact that fucking Mary Poppins was the bad fucking nanny?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work out?
Just a spoonful of sugar will not make this.
No, wait, no, I'm sorry. Excuse me, it wasn't Mary Poppins. It was the bitch from Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Who had a demon baby. So, I mean, I felt so sorry for her in Rosemary's Baby that she's having the baby of Satan. But now she's going to go work for Satan. It's like, bitch, get your priorities straight.
Okay. Right? What was the movie we mentioned earlier?
Which one?
The bitch getting hit by the bus.
Final Destination.
2.
Shit.
And...
3. What a marketing bunch of bullshit that they choose your own adventure DVD. You get to choose in it.
But 3's better than 2. Because of that one guy.
Yes, but the car wreck scene in 2 was awesome.
It's just that one guy who won the lottery.
He was in number 2.
I'm glad he died early.
I was glad he died too.
He's the guy who got impaled by the steps.
I'll be right back. You keep talking.
That's no problem. I mean, I personally, the original Final Destination was a great movie. It had a great concept, even though that's kind of taken from a couple of different movies, but had a great concept. But the problem is, they didn't really know how to move on without... What's his name?
Here's a little something to get us into the spirit of things.
Did you get it?
Night of the Living Dead Ale.
Got it.
From Magic Hat Company. Everyone Hell should go yes. check this out. It comes in four different flavors. It comes in four different flavors. All right, there's Jinx, Circus Boy, which is a German beer, so when we get to that one, Dusty will enjoy that, and we can let him know how it is. The third one is a ghostly pale ale called, like, number 9 or number 13 or something weird like that.
And then the mystery beers.
So there's four different flavors, three of each kind. And I'm going to go back and buy another one. You go buy another one, too.
Definitely.
I'm going to put one away.
Yeah.
So we don't drink it.
Definitely.
I kept the box, though, because the box is badass.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And we're going to try to find some other brewing companies that have put together some pumpkin ales, pumpkin spices, some more horror beers. So hopefully that will turn out for us. We're having technical difficulties as we're searching for a bottle opener.
That's all good. Hey, here you go. Here's yours.
Look, we're two drunks and a podcast, and we don't have a bottle opener.
It's
so
all good,
because
I have a key. Don't worry about it. Just keep talking, sir. We'll open mine.
Oh, here's one.
Well, shit.
Awesome. All right. So another sequel for you horror novices out there, or horror experts. I don't
horror
know.
Horror geniuses.
You see, the good thing about discussing something like horror is either people are going to agree, or they're going to be like, oh, that's a cool fact, or they're really going to disagree. What is it? How's Jinx?
Woo!
Wow. Jinx tastes like autumn. It's a peat-smoked autumn-flavored ale. And let me tell you, it definitely tastes like autumn. It tastes like I ate a mouthful of leaves jumping into a pile.
Because it is very dry.
It is a very dry.
Very beer. Dry.
But we're too drunk, so we're going to do what we got to do. I don't think Lucas is going to be able to drink
it. Oh, no, I'll finish it as we go throughout this episode and the next one. But I'll also still be sipping on my Bacardi out of Dr. Puss's Two Drunks Big Ass Shot Glass.
Rock on.
And where the fuck have you been, Dr. Puss? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to be covering zombies.
Mm-hmm.
We'd really like you to call in and do something special for our zombie episode, but, you know, who knows? Until we hear from you, you mysterious motherfucker.
It's only
a state over. I know, we might just have to go the fuck over there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
You're not that far, Dr. Puss. We can get to you.
Yes.
So, just trying to think. What are some other
terrible
sequels? Hey, I got some for you right here. I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yes. Well, no. Here's why you can't put it in that context.
Okay.
Because the first one sucked.
Yes, it's true. The first
That's
one
why
did
you
suck.
Cannot put it in there, because it has to be at least decent. The original, or whatever the sequel, the prequel to the sequel is, has to at least be decent to call the sequel shit.
No, you're right. That
because
one was...
the original sucked ass.
The original did suck ass. That is the truth.
What?
I know.
What do you want from me?
She does the same thing in the second one.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All she's doing is showing her tits off. That's all she's doing. That's all you see in the whole... Trees and tits.
Trees and tits. It sounds like Evil Dead.
Cheese and tits.
Cheese and tits? No.
Cheese and tits.
That's no longer Evil Dead. That's a Cheez-Its commercial.
True.
Because now Cheez-Its commercials do include breasts. I guess they're hoping men are sitting at home and they're going, look at them tits. I need a box of Cheez-Its. And then they just, like, go out to the store and buy some Cheez-Its. Thanks, Sunshine. Your Cheez-Its fucking rock.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They do. Wow, I really, you know what? Avoid, how about this? Unless we tell you that it's a good sequel, avoid it, okay?
Yes.
So, let's see, what are some good, really good sequels that surpass the original?
Bad sequel. Candyman 2.
Ooh, really? I like Farewell to the Flesh.
I thought the first one was fucking awesome, but... I really did.
See,
not
the
like
first one just seems like a documentary at Cabrini Green. I mean, that's just how I'd expect life to be at Cabrini Green in Chicago.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't
that's
seem
true,
like.
But
I think Cabrini Green's gone. It's been demolished now. It's no longer there, and they're or no, I guess Cabrini Green's still there. They're just putting up all this nicer shit around it now.
Right.
You know, and of course they've taken out all mirrors. Mirrors are no longer allowed at Cabrini Green.
I don't blame
and
them.
And giant pits where all the ninjas throw their desks and stuff to burn a fire, that's
right.
no longer allowed.
Really? Because
you never know when an infant might be at the bottom of this pile. Okay?
It's true.
No one at Cabrini Green wants to see a pasty white lady burnt the fuck up crawling out with a baby in her arms.
Oh, of course not.
Right? We saw it once. We do not want to see it again.
Exactly.
All right, some good ones, Lucas.
Okay.
There's got to be hope.
I'll go with the one I talked about outside with you, Blair Witch 2. That
Blair
is
Witch
one
2.
That took the original Blair Witch and just smacked it upside its fucking ass.
No, you're right.
Because they took a whole different approach to it. They took a movie that, what, cost probably less than $15,000 to produce and made it into a multi-million-dollar production deal to try to take it out of that, oh, look, I have a shaky camera. And I'm trying to make everybody in this fucking audience as sick as I possibly can.
They did. They made me sick.
Yeah.
Not to
I
mention it was
out
hot
halfway
as fuck
through it.
In that movie theater watching
yeah.
it. Because everyone was there, because everyone was sure that it was real.
Yep.
And no one wanted to wait till the very end of the movie to see that it was fucking fake.
Right.
And I remember there were months that went by that you're like, no, dude, it's not real. Oh, fuck yeah, it is. I saw the webpage. I saw
yeah.
the pictures. The police
hey,
reports.
They said they were missing, man. They found evidence.
Yeah, go to Burkittsville and tell them that. They're going to say, get the fuck out of my town.
Exactly.
Please go away.
But I do feel sorry for the star of that movie.
Which star?
The Book of Shadows.
Book of Shadows.
Yeah, because now he's just on that shitty little
show?
USA show after Raw.
Yeah,
and I've sat in and watched it. And don't get me wrong, those are two great actors. That guy, and then what's his name?
From Evil Blair
Dead.
Witch 2?
No.
Bruce Campbell?
Yes. Bruce Campbell's his little guy trying to get him, even though he's still his buddy. Yeah, he's an FBI agent. Who got thrown out of the FBI for fucking something up, and now Bruce Campbell's trying to fuck him over while being his buddy. Ha-ha! And nobody watches it.
It's pretty fucking weird because with those two, Blair Witch 2 guy and Evil Dead guy, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Because, you know, supposedly if you watch the extra scenes or read about the fucking trivial facts to it, when she's spinning around the tree, the naked bitch, in the second one, supposedly that's a reference to Evil Dead 2. Now, I can't remember Evil Dead 2 that well, because it's so closely to Evil Dead 1.
And actually, I was actually going to bring that up as a bad...
Really? I like Evil Dead 2.
I like Evil Dead 2, but it's too much of 1.
But see, what
it's
it is...
too much.
It's like 1 was serious, okay? An Army of Darkness was goofy.
Oh, yes.
And
I
so Evil
Army
Dead 2 is kind of like, let me take a little bit of the serious from the first one, and then I'll mesh it with the goofiness it's about
not
to turn into.
Not a little
into.
Bit. They took most of the first movie and then just went, okay, we'll add, hey, look, there's 15 different little tiny Bruce Campbells over here trying to kill Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, but that was in Army of Darkness.
Was that the beginning of Army? I thought that was also in the second one. No, because Army of Darkness starts off with him falling through.
Yeah, and
that's in the second one where he's...
No, Army of Darkness, he goes into the weather, the windmill, and you remember he, the little ashes start running around.
That's when he's trying to get the right Necronomicon.
Yeah, he breaks the
you're
mirror,
right.
and they
right.
all tie him down and whatever, yeah. and then he eats the one and drinks the
yeah.
boiling pot of water. It's like watching a fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon. Mm-hmm. There was another reference in Blair Witch 2.
But I don't understand that reference, because it doesn't mean anything, because the only thing close to that is when the tree's the raper. Rape that chick.
No, but they don't do that in Evil Dead 2, though.
No, I know.
Evil Dead 2,
the trees were just always coming out at you, and they had that one... No, that once again, that was Evil Dead 1.
See, Evil Dead 2 is the one where I remember it was just him and the girl go up, instead
yeah.
of the two extras.
Right.
And they actually took parts from the short film it was all based on, Within the Woods, when Ash is like laid out in the woods and he's all demon. You remember when it knocks him against the tree and he's all...
And he's just trying to get back into the cabin.
Yeah. Place. Well, see, they show the whole chainsaw thing in this one to where it wasn't really in the first one.
Right,
remember he straps her down the first one to chainsaw, but he doesn't lose his hand. Right. Like,
I mean, I understand that, but it's too much of...
The first one.
Yeah.
It's like a remake, but not
really. It's like... Well, it is a remake.
It's a requel.
Yes. Well, but think about when we just saw Halloween.
That was a requel.
Because
it was
had
a remake
both
and sequel.
And
yeah, it had one and two in it. You're right. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
We need to make a whole a whole thing of requels.
Requels.
We can just
I know.
Go through and just hey, this requel productions.
Yeah, requel.
Was your movie good? No? Okay, well
we're gonna
make it
remake it
by strapping both of them together.
Yeah, we're gonna remake it and take the sequel with it. Take the whole fucking thing.
Short Circuit, the requel.
Hey, speaking of Short Circuit, our buddy, Marvin.
Yeah.
That was in Short Circuit.
Yep.
He actually did two really bad horror sequels.
Frankenweenie.
Oh, yeah, he did the makeup work on Frankenweenie, but what was the two really bad horror sequels that he did?
Oh, I can't remember. I know we looked them up, but I can't.
Well, one wasn't a horror sequel. It sounds like it would be, but it's not. Return to Horror High with George Clooney. Then he did, speaking of Blair Witch, he did the TV show one, the Burkittsville 7.
Oh, did he?
He was the reenactor of Rustin Parr.
Okay.
And, oh, I know, I can only think of one right now, and that's all. And if he comes back to Madison anytime soon during our Halloween episodes, we have to interview him about this.
Oh, definitely.
Would have been great to have it on the sequel episode, but he was in Chud 2. The Chud.
Yeah.
What a fucking... Chud was ridiculous. Yeah. Chud is like a feel-good horror movie, and I did not like that. When everyone, like, dies in the last 10 minutes, and then the bad guy dies, and then all the good guys that died in the last 10 minutes are all getting up like, ooh, I was just really bruised by that bullet that went through my brain, but I'm okay now.
Right.
And here they all hold hands and walk away. It's like, that's not a horror movie. Mm. What the fuck is this? You're just waiting for Walt Disney's name to roll across it.
Yeah.
It's fucking gay. I don't know.
Weird shit. I mean, I've never understood. Well, I understand the whole thing about once you have, here is your horror god for this movie, that if he can move on after the first one, then he will. No matter who's directing it, who's writing it, if there's anything, except, you remember, I was about to bring Machete, unfortunately, but fucked up. What's my movie? I can't even remember it, because it's somewhere in this house.
Which movie?
The old movie from the 80s.
Bad Dreams.
No, not that one. Not Machete, once again. The one from the 80s, the one that me and you had saw, and then I bought at Madison Movie Rentals. The one that I had in the Madison Movie Rentals case. The one that I wanted to make her watch.
The Mutilator?
Mutilator!
That's not here.
It's somewhere here.
No, you were supposed to send that off to Chris, and then you took it in your car, and you never sent it to him.
I still have Fingers of Fury in my car.
Yeah, but he also won the Mutilator.
I know, but I don't have that.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I know Bad Dreams is here.
Oh, I know that, and that was a good movie.
That was a pretty good movie.
But like that one, you couldn't have made a sequel to it. Because they killed the Mutilator at the end when the cops come.
Dude, are you kidding me? That's the best way to make a sequel is when you kill someone. Look at Michael Myers. Burned, blown up, head chopped off.
But the thing is, the reason you couldn't is there was nothing supernatural. There was nothing that had to do with...
Well, Michael Myers wasn't supernatural. He was just a fucked up kid.
Well, he became supernatural.
Well, that was just through the series when
he
started gaining the whole...
supernatural, but this is just a regular... Hey, I'm your dad. Come on over. I'll let me kill all your buddies.
Yeah, that was the most fucked up movie. There was no point. We have no idea why he killed his kid, but he wanted to kill his kid.
I like the big titty girl who liked to just swim all up in that pool. Oh, yes, we're under a big cape. Nobody will see me except the Mutilator.
And he's going to kill a cop and shove a flashlight down his throat. That was fucking awesome. That was cool as shit. I love it. I love that fucking shit, man. Damn. You know, it's kind of hard to think of good sequels.
Well,
you named it Blair Witch 2. That kind of...
Blair Witch 2, great sequel. Well, Freddy 2. Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was pretty damn good.
Because it took
Freddy
a different turn
Revenge.
With it. Took a different turn with from the original. Halloween 2 I like because it was continuation of the original. And it gives you more of the story. Well, you know what? If you think... Go back and watch the Halloween movies. And of course, you know, you're not going to ever see this because you don't see the light of day. But since... Okay, Halloween 1 ends. Halloween night, right? It's got to be late sometime. 9:30, 10 o'clock maybe. Halloween 2 picks up. Goes on for a while, ends in the hospital, you know, blah, 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 blah. At some point, it's past midnight.
Right.
It's now November 1st. It's the only Halloween movie that takes place after Halloween night. Every single one of them ends Halloween night. That one, All Saints Day. Should just call it Halloween 2. Michael enjoys All Saints Day. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah!
It's like...
Let's take this mask off, get a little tan.
Like, I'm glad us here in the horror industry have All Saints Day off.
Exactly.
It's a great holiday. I hope it's paid. I mean, shit. Hey, what's going to happen on All Saints Day? We're going to be popping Advil. I know that's what we're going to be doing. Because we're going to have our fucking fan-santanical Halloween special.
I'm telling you, Reggie Bush is going to have a great day. He's going to have a great day.
On Halloween?
On All Saints Day.
On All Saints Day?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we'll be alive on All Saints Day, because we do have a surprise for the Halloween show. Like we said, if Dank ever shows back up, we don't know. But Dank will be showing up sometime soon.
If not, oh well.
You know, we have a ton of shit to talk about sequel-wise, but we've busted out all we can for right now, so...
But I would like to say, I guess since we're going good sequels... I guess I'll throw up the Jeepers Creepers, just because...
That's the one you want them to watch this week?
Huh?
Give the people one movie to go,
ooh,
sequel-wise. They gotta go
okay.
with the movie.
You're gonna give one.
All right.
After I give one.
Okay.
But I've already given the one that I'm gonna give, because I'm sure a lot of people actually never went and saw it. Please, God damn it, go see... Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows. It's an amazing movie. Not documentary. Movie.
It really is.
I mean,
don't be discouraged. You know what? You don't even need to watch Blair Witch 1. It's a sequel that's better without the original. As long as you know what happened, as long as you know the story behind the original,
and
it was a bunch of kids.
You don't need to, because they explain it in the first
they explain
5 minutes.
It. But I'm saying, if you just have a somewhat, you know, okay, yeah, I remember hearing something about it, the second one's perfect for you.
Oh, God,
it's
perfect.
It
and
is
I
one
hope
of the better.
Don't try to make a third.
If I had to give a top 5 list of best and worst... At the worst, I'd put either, you know, Scream 2, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, one of them real shitty ones.
Yeah.
For the best, I'd probably put Blair Witch 2.
I mean, but... It's
everyone's going to disagree with us, but we don't give a fuck.
Well,
that's our choice,
care.
Man.
But
fuck
the
y'all.
Thing is... It,
make your own goddamn
it's
list.
It's not... And like I said, it is a damn good movie. And I don't care who disagrees.
This Pete-smoked Jinx beer is fucking gross.
Yes.
But,
I agree.
But we're going to do it.
But yeah, oh yeah. But, like I said, fuck the original. It's just a damn good movie.
Yeah.
Gotta see it, because it's actually worth it. You get your gore in there, you get plenty of gore, you get plenty of scares. For all you that actually get scared.
Which is everyone. They just pretend they don't.
Yeah, I know.
So, I would have to say, along with your Blair Witch 2 to pick up, you need to pick up... I'm going to say... that's a hard one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go with Return of the Living Dead 2.
Not bad.
And if you can't find that, pick up Demons 2. One of the two of those. Both of those, actually. Demons 2... The black dude in it, it's really funny. You would think that he'd be in, like, Iron Eagle or something. He played a pimp in the first
one. You know what we're not even thinking of while we're going over great sequels?
What?
Dawn of the Dead.
Dude, I was just about to say, for all the people that are thinking, You know, oh, they didn't mention Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. They didn't mention any of the Hellraisers. They didn't mention any of this or that. Guess what?
Hellraisers can...
It's an hour fucking show, and we drink, so we've kind of dragged, you know?
And we're kind of trying... Well, I was trying to stay away from, like, named shit.
Because a lot of that name shit will be brought up later. We've got an episode all for the name people. So fuck all that. We'll get to all that big stuff later. These were just more of the sequels like The Lost Boys 2. Yeah. Or The Craft 2. Or what some of the other ones that are...
They're making a Craft 2?
I think that's been canned.
Thank God, because...
You know, they're making a new Poltergeist. Actually, I don't know if it's a remake or a sequel. Poltergeist was released in the theaters yesterday because it's the 25th anniversary. They're re-releasing it in theaters.
What?
And they're making a new one. I can't remember the name of it. But I saw a picture of the new Carol Ann, and it's fucking creepy. She looks... It's fucking creepy.
They shouldn't do that.
Well, the girl's dead, man. Respect her.
But here's my thing. Why do people think that just because... Like, if you're making a sequel, and, you know, why does the girl have to be blonde? Okay? Why does she have to look like the original Carol Ann did? She doesn't.
I don't know. Carol Ann
is a fictional character.
Yeah.
In case the director or whoever originally wrote in
Toby
Carol
Hooper,
Ann
Steven Spielberg,
had
whoever
built
it was.
Up what Carol Ann is... don't have to make her look the same.
No.
And that's what I appreciate about some sequels. Like, okay. Freddy's Revenge. When they put in Bridget Fonda. Not what Bridget Fonda. What's her name?
Patricia Arquette.
Yes.
No, that wasn't Freddy's Revenge. That's the third one. Dream Warriors. You remember because... And the fourth one?
No, because I thought she played...
The girl in the psych ward.
Mm-mm, that's not who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the girl... Wait, no, I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette. And then her character continues over in the fourth one, but they get an entirely different girl to play her.
Yeah.
I hate that. You remember, like, Mortal Kombat ends? Mortal Kombat 2 picks up right where it left off,
and
all the characters look different?
Everybody's different. Raiden, Johnny...
That's what I can't stand.
Liu Kang's the only one who's the same.
That's because he couldn't do anything else.
Exactly.
You're like, dude, we don't need... Jackie Chan already got here before you. Go away.
It's like, sorry. We don't need any Chow Mein.
Look at this line of Bruce Lee lookalikes.
Yes.
Go the fuck on. Maybe Mortal Kombat will have you. And they did, of course. Wow. Lucas.
It's about come that time.
It's about that time for this episode to end.
That's cool.
But you know what that means.
What does that mean?
Well, we're going to play the annoying decor music.
Okay.
The annoying decor sound effect.
Sweet.
As we prepare.
And everybody will know the sound once you hear it.
And if you don't, then you've never been in America during Halloween. Of course, that's not really our real intro music for the Undead Dojo, but we don't have any right now. But who is in the Undead Dojo? Who's dead? Because there's tons of people that are dead.
ODB!
ODB.
He's dead!
And he's been waiting. He's been waiting to fight.
Yes.
So let's put ODB, freshly dead. No, he's been dead.
Yeah.
Mad Villain, is he dead?
Oh, he's been...
He's been dead?
Yeah.
Mad V?
He's been dead for quite a
long time. It's the Mad V against ODB. And ODB?
He has home court advantage.
Because he's got the dice.
Even though the Madvillian really does have home field advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives a mile from where we are right
now. So who are you rolling for?
I have to roll for my cousin.
Okay, you're rolling for the Mad V. Go. Let him roll. Let him roll, Lucas.
3, 4, 1, 8.
8 for the Mad V. ODB! Five, 3, 2. 10. 10-8. Damn, it must really suck to be dead from losing already and then to die again in a loser's...
2, 3, 5, 10. 18-10.
18-10. Here we go, ODB. 5-2-1. It's tied. It's all tied up. 18-18.
No. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I did my math wrong.
ODB chooses for Mad V to go first. Those are his dice.
That is true.
So he gets...
He gets all rule over the dice. 6-5-1.
Ooh, 12. 12. That looks like ODB is going right back into the graveyard.
Who knows?
As quickly as he came.
All he needs 6-6 than anything.
6-4-2. No fucking shit. Take a look at that, Lucas.
I see it.
All right. We are going into sudden death.
And unless you get
piss that cat
hey,
off.
Yeah, look how I'm doing it.
Swing it down.
3 times.
Looks like you're ringing a bell. Paul,
exactly.
Right.
2, 3, 5, 10.
10. 10 more points.
Ring the bell 3 times.
5, 4, 2. That's over by a point.
ODB
wins. And as you return to your crypt, you are no longer the undead. You're just dead.
And we may see you next year.
Maybe.
If we're still here.
Yeah, if we're still here.
We're still here and chopping 3 years in.
We'll see you then. All right, Lucas. So,
everybody.
We'll be back.
If you actually want to email us, go ahead and do it. Nobody is. You can email us at drunks_podcast@yahoo.com. You can even check out our page, which Brian has kindly gone and revamped into
horror mode.
It
needs to be revamped.
At myspace.com/2drunksinapodcast, the number 2. Oh my god, the phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing. Do we have a call? Is it a hotline call? Hello. No, Lucas. It's just trick-or-treaters.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you're too goddamn early by about 7 episodes.
Yes.
So fuck off. Lucas, I don't know what you put with your cocaine.
Nothing.
But these kids are already calling, man, and it's the first fucking episode of the month.
Well, you know, they apparently hadn't had it before, so please go ahead, call us at 206-202-3177. Email us. You've already got that shit. Or just listen to the shit, which you're already doing. Hey, here's a tip for everybody. For one, I lied on those 4 episodes, which are already out, saying I was going to have all the episodes up. You should have already laughed at
that. Yeah, they already know that that was all.
But for anybody who wants to pick up the new feed for all of the earlier episodes, and eventually it's going to have all of our episodes, just go back into your iTunes and put in Drunks, and you will find both of our feeds.
Awesome.
The one with less is the one you want to subscribe to.
Hey, we're going to kick it off, the next episode off, or end this one, kick that one off.
Yes.
With a neat little vintage song for
oh,
you all.
Fuck yeah!
And unfortunate for us, we're going to chug the rest of this peat-smoked autumn shit.
Play the song and let's drink.
Where is the song? Alright, we're playing.
Play it. No, you don't have to pause it. Just play it while we drink.
Just play it while we drink?
Yes, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to chug this shit.
Oh, don't be such a pussy. You
I'll
can
try
chug
not
it.
To.
Let's see, what song are we going to play? Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
perfect.
Yeah, we've got to do that one.
Yeah, that one.
And turn it a little bit up when you play it on your iTunes.
Let's drink to it, and we'll catch you guys next episode.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to my Halloween house.
That was rough.
It's time to go trick-or-treating. So, be sure to buy 2 pumpkins. The ghost says, says, meow. The goblins say, trick.
trick-or-treating must be Halloween. The wolf howls, the wind blows, the witches laugh, hee-hee-hee, it must be Halloween. Skeletons may dance about by jack-o'-lanterns light. Spooks and monsters are all out, 'cause the moon is full tonight. The slime goes, the ooze goes, ew, it's yucky, but it's fun tonight. It must be Halloween. Skeletons may dance about, but jack-o'-lanterns lie. Spooks and monsters are all out, 'cause the moon is full tonight. The ghost says, ooh! The cat says,
scat!
The goblins say, trick or treat, it must be Halloween. It must